The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless.
Hey, listen, I was just saying during the week, you know, listening to some of the heads on the news and so on, I was going, where is Oliver Callan when you need him? Where's Callan's kicks? It's one of my favourite half hours in the week is to tune in and say, well, what's happening as they're eviscerated? Very funny. And we said, look, I mean, he's a busy man. The show's coming back in 2 weeks' time, so it fits in. You know, it's normally on during the drive time at 6:30, which is happening this day 2 weeks. But we said, any chance we could get you in a bit earlier and just give us a few minutes of it, because the world has gone so mad. And he said, sure.
Right, folks, this is our chance to finally get a message in terms of don't mess this up. Five levels, living with COVID.
Sounds like living with Lucy.
Except instead of a cheerful lady moving into your house for a few days of light entertainment, tis a killer virus in terms of...
This is a very important day, Taoiseach.
It's co-Taoiseach, and you don't look well, Donnelly.
He's right, you're as white as a sheet. You look like you've seen a ghost.
Or a trampoline dude.
Stop that now, Taoiseach.
You're not the boss of me. You're not even the boss of your own party by the sounds of it.
Look, Operation Living with Lucy, Living with COVID, begins now.
I'm getting the popcorn. This is going to be total air.
So can people from Dublin travel outside the county minister?
They absolutely can.
But the plan says they can't.
Does it? I couldn't really read it properly as my eyes were watery from all the coughing.
Coughing? Sorry, this isn't going well. Fianna Fáil are at 10% in the polls, way behind Fine Gael.
What are they on?
35%.
Ooh, maybe I could join that party next.
So it's very simple, really. The country is on level 2, except for Dublin, which is on level 2.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense, Taoiseach.
No. It is very simple. If you squint your eyes and get up from a low chair really quickly.
What?
Think of it in terms of level 2 hurling versus level 2 football.
And which one is Dublin on?
Level 2 camogie. With a little bit of football.
Ah, for sake.
The doll has been suspended as Health Minister Stephen Donnelly is being tested for coronavirus. Bloody hell. The entire cabinet are restricting their movements. WTF. And in tonight's winning virus numbers, Galway, 17. Lee Shaw, the ones, 11. Dublin, 2 fat ladies.
Count Corley, in all of our wildest dreams, we didn't expect this coalition to actually get any worse. But shiver me timbers, they gone and done it.
Have you an alternative plan, Mary Lou?
That's not my gig. My gig is to cough all over yours. But if I had a plan, it mightn't be any good, but it would be sassy. Honest sassy our fog.
Minister Ryan, as the only cabinet member who wasn't in the room where it happened, you are now the designated survivor.
Oh my God!
It's just for 10 days, sir.
Oh, it's not that. It's just every time I wake up from my nap, I remember all over again that I'm in this government.
What?
There aren't enough window box salads in the world to cheer me up.
Look, I need you to focus, sir.
Okay.
Here's the briefcase.
Oh, jeepers, the nuclear codes.
Sort of. Oh? They're the codes to the emergency vault in the Brennan's Bread Factory.
Sliced pan, Demick.
Precisely. Oh, and sir, good luck.
Oh, fiddlesticks.
It now appears Dublin is headed for restrictions, getting out at level 3 on the Tower of Terror.
People of Ireland, as co-Taoiseach and co-leader of the opposition, this is a shambles like none other, but we must prevail. Be patient until we return to normal, to that glorious day when I become full Taoiseach again. In the meantime, when your man comes on the telly with that frown of his like a crack of walnut...
Walnuts are actually a very good source of fibre in terms of...
Oh, God. And if I may quote from the greatest movie of all time, if you look for it, I've got a sneaky feeling that you'll find that love actually is all around. Nailed it. God, I never thought a pandemic and catastrophic economic calamity would make me so popular.
Hold on a second, are you making a speech without me?
Co-Taoiseach out.
Yeah, he's an awful shite-hawk.
We needed that, didn't we? We just needed to just go, what the hell was that week? I look back on the extraordinary week in Ireland there, courtesy of Callan's Kicks, and we are delighted that it's coming back. Brand new series of Callan's Kicks returns this day 2 weeks' time, Friday, October 2nd at 6:30 on RTE Radio 1 and on podcast, which is generally what I listen to on Saturday morning, back in time to kick the political shenanigans at home. And there'll be Boris and Brexit endgame in the UK and, of course, the US presidential election. Brilliant. Thanks for that, Oliver. We really needed that. As Regina in Galway says, thank you. Your country needs you, Oliver. And it's true. It's fun. There's a great premium on laughter at the moment. Have you noticed that? Like, things are a little more funny almost. There's always the COVID tax. Like, you get away with a bit more. I mean, I know a lot of people laugh a little louder at my jokes upstairs, but that's probably because I think it's in their contract.